Good afternoon, everyone. I'd just like to just give God thanks, welcome the Holy Spirit, and I just thank God for enabling me to be able to give a nugget of wisdom. It's been a little while, but I just give God thanks that I'm here in His house and being able to serve Him and bring forth a nugget. I just like to give thanks for my bishop, Bishop Campbell, and their sister, Pastor Noreen, and also to give thanks to for all the leaders and the praise and worship team, all the pastors, and all the members that's here, and all the visitors, and thank God for all the children also and everyone. My nugget of wisdom today, heading, is how to fulfill our God-given potential in Christ. The dictionary definition of potential says to achieve as much as your natural ability makes possible. Our natural ability that God, that we were born with, however, when we work in our natural ability without the Holy Spirit, sometimes we can see ourselves going into the wrong areas, wrong jobs, wrong area in general, and not feeling fulfilled in life. What does the Lord say about our potential and possibilities in Christ? He is the one who places them there. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10, "For we are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus, for good works which God prepared beforehand that we should work, that we should walk in them." Colossians chapter 3 verse 14 says, "And above all these, put on love, which binds everything together in perfect harmony." Jesus willingly died for you and me because he saw the potential of who we could become. Amen. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 21, "Jesus died for you and me because he saw who you could become, not who you are today. He forgave you for everything that you are. Now he wants you to become someone greater in him." Thank you, Jesus. Looking in the Bible at a few people who's fulfilled their potential, for instance, Mary, mother of Jesus, conception through the Holy, supernaturally, fulfilled her potential of God's plan by her obeying and being faithful, bringing the Son of God, Jesus, into the world. In Bible studies, we are studying the book of Esther. Esther risked her life to save her people by approaching the king. Also, another person that fulfilled their potential is Moses. God's servant fulfills his potential by leading God's people out of Egypt. Another person is John the Baptist, a prophet, you know, for God, a voice that prepared the way for God in the flesh for Jesus's ministry. So I'll move on again, praise God. Before I came to the Lord, I was out in the world trying to fulfill my life potential my way. without Christ, not fully surrendered, lost. I have been through various challenges in life that looking back, I know it's only God who delivered me by his grace, mercy, in order that I would surrender to Jesus and come to the end of myself. Being ignorant when in the world, not stopping to ask God what my potential is. This leads to drifting, no sense of direction or purpose, wondering what it's all about. Fear of failure, self-image, decreased self-esteem. Nothing can fill that place, even if you think you have reached that potential in the world. Without Christ, no money, car, accolades, culture, education, race, house can fill that place, color or status. So I'm going to move on again to something else, and then I'll be nearly finished. Okay. Without Christ, something is missing. Come on now. Yeah. God offers to cleanse our hearts. When we line up with the will of God, yeah? If you have no desire to bring God's glory and honor in your life, you will not be satisfied. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Allow God to work out in us what he intended. When he created us, we will not reach the potential God has given us if we reject the truth. If we reject his son, that's what I mean. When we know the truth, we are then responsible to act on it and share it. Thank you, Jesus. A cleansed heart is a step in reaching your full potential. Allowing the Holy Spirit to lead, renew, heal, and direct. Surrender your heart to the Lord Jesus Christ. If we want to fulfill our full potential in the Lord, it brings God glory, honor in our life. It shows we have a heart after God's own heart. Thy word I have treasured in my heart, that I will not sin against you, Lord. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they would see God in their life. This meaning every day, he means, not until not waiting until you get to heaven, but you see God in your life when you walk in the Word, in the Holy Spirit, under his anointing, in pure in heart. You'll see the Lord in your job, in your marriage, in everything, hobbies, his manifestation of his power and his promise. Walking in obedience before him, that's why he created us, wonderfully and skillfully made. We are unique in the Lord. He's given us an individual personality. You know, some similarities. He's given us that talent, skills, gifts. We need to be real. We need to be real. God has given us ability. You know, we are individuals, so we need to be real and to come to that calling that he's called us to.
We need to encourage each other in the Lord to fulfill our potentials. I give God thanks. I give him all the glory and the praise for my bishop. I give him all the glory and the praise and give him thanks for Sister Noreen, for Pastor Godwin, for Pastor Francis, for Pastor Christopher, Dr. Christopher, for even Deacon Gill, Deacon Sterling, and their wives. I give them thanks, God, thanks and praise for all the leaders, all the praise and worship, every single one, all the members here, even our visitors. I give him thanks. God wants you to fulfill your potential in him. You know, we need, you know, to renew our minds, renew our hearts in Christ. We need to put on the whole armor of God and stand on his promises. There's plenty of work to be done in the kingdom. This is a new year. You know, we don't go by a New Year's resolution. We are in the Lord. All things has passed. Behold, all things have come new. We've crossed over. We need to stand on the word of God and stand. Even though some things might seem as if it hasn't changed, but we know when we think on the things of God and think on his word and know what he says in his word, that we, if we stand and we wait, it shall come to pass, although it tarries. We know our God is a mighty God. He is an awesome God. We give you thanks, Lord. We give you praise. We praise your name, Jesus. We praise your name. We worship you, God. Lord, all glory, honor, and dominion and power belongs to you, O God. Have your way, Jesus. Have your way in this place. Holy Spirit, we thank you that you are mighty. We thank you, Jesus, O God, that you are powerful. Holy Spirit, we cannot do without you. We need you in this place. We need you in our life. Lord, we need the vision, O God, to come to pass, Lord. And Lord, as my husband comes, I will just say one more thing, Lord. Do not settle for second best. Settle for God's best for your life. Whether you're 16 or 96, your potential in Christ, God has a place for you. God has a plan. So we're going to fulfill it in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.